most prevalent, the things that really I find as I work with clients have caused the majority of the damage. The overuse and misuse of antibiotics is number one on the list, especially as I've been dealing with children. Steroid use, all cortisone drugs, birth control pills, chemotherapy, refined carbohydrate diets, assaults on the immune system from illnesses, especially things like mono. Also, if a person has a diabetic condition, lots of stress in a person's life is going to cause major problems with an overgrowth. We find that this is one of the major causes as we're dealing with men. Also, low thyroid conditions. When we are finding that we're dealing with a person with low thyroid, that really can cause some problems in this overgrowth. Other issues are when a woman is pregnant, and the more pregnancies that she's had and the higher levels of progesterone that are in the body, we find that many women, and I've worked with a Hasidic Jewish group of women in the Brooklyn area, we found because of the high number of pregnancies, we were dealing with lots of candida overgrowth in the moms, and then the systemic toxins that were produced by the candida actually were being passed to babies. Also, chlorinated water. If you're not drinking purified water, the chlorine affects the GI tract, and it affects the ability for the healthy intestinal bacteria, the good soldiers, to fight off an overgrowth. When we look at the levels of sugar in a body, the higher the level of sugar, the higher the growth of candida. I like to give an analogy for people. If you've ever made bread, you know that yeast is the activator in bread that's going to allow it to rise. And in the situation with candida, when the activator for that yeast for bread and the activator that really grows the candida in the body is sugar. And so we want to be very careful on the levels of sugar in the body. All right, let's look at some of the specifics, especially as we're looking at the antibiotic levels in a person's body. One of the things that we have found, there was a study that was published in the Journal of Clinical and Experimental Allergy Journal, and they were looking at, because there was a real concern over the, they used the word indiscriminate use of antibiotics. And as they were looking at this, the conclusion from looking at antibiotic use specifically in the first year of a child's life, they found that children given antibiotics during this time had a ratio of 4 times more likely to develop asthma symptoms than children who have never taken antibiotics. And as we have worked with children that have had antibiotics, we have seen that the underlying factor for the asthma conditions has been the candida overgrowth. They found that when they were looking at the broad spectrum antibiotics, as they came into clinical usage in the 1960s, then their increase actually coincides with the time trends for the increasing prevalence of asthma. And as they're looking at this, they are really stating, and this was one of the statements, they said that the reason for this is that broad spectrum antibiotics alter and reduce healthy bowel flora and thus switch off the immunological signals that these gut bacteria send to the developing immune system. And this is a huge problem. And you couple that with the fact that not only does that intestinal flora not be able to give your signals, since your healthy soldiers are your first line of defense for the immune system, then the candida takes over and knocks out more of these good guys. And another way that we are getting antibiotics, not just by taking it for disease conditions like earaches that children are dealing with,